Good morning. The title of today's talk is Cherishing Your Creativity. We're going to explore creativity. What is it? Do you have it? Is it worthy of being shared? I'm guessing that all of you are open to receive others' creativity on a regular basis. For example, do you read books and poetry? Listen to music? Go to Rick's concerts at Lawrence? Tour art galleries? Eat another's gourmet meal? Cherish antique furniture? Or perhaps you appreciate nature's beauty? Now, how about another set of questions? Did you take piano lessons or play in the band as a child? Were you in 4-H, and did you take cooking or art or woodworking and exhibit at the county fair? Maybe you edited your school's newspaper or wrote feature articles. But when was the last time you penned a poem in your own words or dared to sit at the piano without music in front of you and play from your heart? How many years have passed since you picked up that sketch pad? You know, the one that's buried in your closet? Put pencil to page and just let yourself draw. If you're like many people, your inner critic has just started screaming. Well, sure, I sing karaoke and... But write and sing my own lyrics? Not me. Enter a cooking contest? No, not me. Yes, you. Why not you? Well, for me, in about 1998, when licensed teacher Ginny Stuvey said, "Jean, you should write songs. Unity is producing a new hymn book, and I think you should submit some songs." Well, my response was a very quick, "Not me, Ginny. I'm not creative. I don't write songs." Well, she asked two more times, and I said no two more times. But that was about 10 years ago. And over 200 songs and poems ago. Let's step back a minute. What is creativity? Where does it come from? What do we in the New Thought traditions believe? Consider this quotation from The Power of Prayer by Reverend Thomas Sennar, co-pastor of One Heart, One Mind Religious Science in San Diego. Sennar writes, "The creative process in the universal is the same creative process in the individual. The same energy that created the planets is available to us. There is only one creation, and that creation has already occurred. We are simply in the process of revealing it to ourselves. The creative process is a result of individuals consciously choosing to open themselves up to the universal. As they do so, the universal becomes individualized in them." According to Sennar, and he's not the only one, creativity simply is. We are creative, believe it or not. We are the energy of the universal creator. Ours is to choose to own that truth. Jesus put it this way from John chapter 14, verse 12. "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do." This famous biblical quote has been my personal mantra for several years now. When I finally took Jesus off the pedestal and truly received this message that I am one with the very same power that infilled Jesus, I found in myself the power the creativity, the joy, the willingness to develop my gifts, and to let the world see them. Sanar continues with these three steps. The first step in this process begins with the individual decision. The individual must take the first step. The second step is the process of the universal pouring itself into the individual. And the third step is the automatic manifestation of spiritual power, the process of coming alive in spirit. We must recognize that we can never create any force or energy. We can only specialize the creative energy of the universe by opening ourselves up to it and then distributing it. Using an example from my own life, step one, the individual must take the first step. Well, one of my personal first steps was to hear the message from Mary Pat Abbott as life coach. Mary Pat said, "Jean, you should write." Mary Pat, I'm not a writer. Well, despite my hesitation, she suggested some local magazines, and I was actually still toying with, really not committed to this idea of writing articles, when Sanar's step two began to happen. Now, the second step is the process of the universal pouring itself into the individual. Okay, I was serving on the Unity board about 2 years ago and thinking about advertising opportunities for the church when I picked up a Nature's Pathway magazine at the grocery store. Now, mind you, I have shopped at Piggly Wiggly for about 25 years, and never once had I stopped at this particular magazine rack and picked up Nature's Pathway. Well, I picked it up, and I contacted the editor to see if a church might ever advertise in the magazine. And the editor said, "Well, why don't you write an article? You know, how about music and healing?" Okay. Even before I'd said a definitive yes, the universe was pouring itself out to me, providing the way to see my dreams materialize. The third step is the automatic manifestation of spiritual power. We specialize the creative energy of the universe by opening ourselves up to it and then distributing it. With the encouragement from Mary Pat and the Nature's Pathway editor, I wrote that first article. I called it Creativity as a Pathway to Healing. That article was featured on the cover of the magazine. 14 more articles have been published by Nature's Pathways, and 6 more from a magazine called Healthy Thoughts out of Green Bay. As to the universe pouring itself out to me, add these facts. That first article was about creativity, and it quoted from the book The Artist's Way. That article actually happened many months before a woman in Texas found my website and said, "You know, I teach The Artist's Way. You should do that too." Now, The Artist's Way is a course on creativity. Well, that article and the process of writing it began the building of the courage that I would need to say yes to teaching the book. And the upcoming class in January? Well, the upcoming classes, one that starts on Tuesday in Oshkosh and one here on Thursday, well, they're actually the third and fourth times that I'll be teaching this book. The other two happened this summer. Sanar then says, "There is no particular will of God for you, except that you become more of yourself, release more of your hidden power, and draw more good to yourself without hurting others." Creativity is your birthright. Creative energy is God's gift to you. SNR says, however, the first step is yours. Only you can decide to acknowledge, develop, and explore your gifts. Step 2 promises that universal energy will flow once we open the gates. And finally, Sanar Step 3 says that we specialize the creative energy of the universe by opening ourselves up to it and then distributing it. To me, that means that creativity is our responsibility. What? You heard me. Imagine the feeling when a song comes on the radio and it's telling your story. You listen intently and perhaps shed some tears. You've been touched deep down in the core of your being. And that is the gift of music, poetry, or any of the arts. The creator dug deep and made a connection to their inner child, their spirit, and brought forth a truth so clear and powerful that it now cuts through all of your defenses in a cleansing, purging wash of your emotional being. And what a freeing gift that is. We human beings support one another through our creative gifts. This is a responsibility of our existence. Developing and sharing our personal gifts is a responsibility that we assume as members of the human race. And we've all done this, consciously or unconsciously, throughout our lives. Now, especially if you would count yourself among those whose life has at times been more unconscious than conscious, more survive than thrive, imagine this. If another's truth can touch us so deeply, how much more cleansing, healing, how much more true freedom would you experience if you allowed your own story to emerge, your inner voice to express? Beyond being a responsibility to the world, creativity is a healing gift we give to ourselves, a responsibility to ourselves that we must fulfill. Personally, when I suppress the impulse to create, either through fear of exposure, embarrassment, or those excuses of, well, I don't have any time and I really need to help her. When I stifle the urge, I suffocate an energy which cannot be stopped. The life energy in me will create, whether I mold it with intentional thought or I allow it to be guided by unintentional thought and neglect. God, the master creator, can never stop creating. When creation stops, when the life flow ceases in any living thing, the thing dies. Creativity, the act of creating, is vital to our beingness, to our very essence. Are you still afraid to express your personal creativity? You don't need to show or tell anyone, not until you're ready. The personal journey is nobody's business, unless you want to share. What do you have to fear? Well, okay. Personally, I answered that question with, I feared my own inadequacy. 10 years ago, I would routinely walk in here at Unity and compare myself to Rick. Now, don't tell him, okay? But you know what? I never measured up. And on top of that, I feared Rick. Oh man, I remember trying to fit in. I actually went out and bought some Baroque flute solos so that I could perform music that I thought Rick would appreciate. How uncomfortable I felt. For you see, I was trying to be what I thought someone else wanted me to be. And at that time, I had absolutely no connection with the sacred, creative, and beautiful being that I already was, that I am. Author, artist, musician, teacher Julia Cameron recommends morning pages throughout her works, beginning with The Artist's Way, a spiritual path to higher creativity. She describes morning pages, sometimes referred to as brain drain, as three pages of stream of consciousness writing done before the day begins, which serve to siphon off negativity. Because morning pages are never to be shared with anyone and not even reread by you, they are 100% safe and non-threatening. The gifts of the pages, which have been part of my personal daily experience for well over 6 years, are many. For me, the pages help to clear away the mind chatter, organize thoughts about the many to-dos of the day. They help me identify fears and worries buried very deep, or joys and loves long forgotten. For those of you who, like me, claim, "I can't do that. I'm not creative," morning pages just might be the beginning of the journey toward self-expression. Non-threatening, they allow us to dip our toes into the waters of personal creativity. And practiced daily, as recommended, they become a habit, and they prove that there really is time for a bit of healthy selfishness in our busy lives. What's more is that each creative experience adds to a belief in your own creativity. You have within you wisdom and talent that is worthy of being noticed. What are you waiting for? Today is the only day, and now is the only time. If you would like to begin the spiritual journey into your own creativity in the company of others, consider joining the upcoming class on The Artist's Way. Beginning this week, the class meets weekly for 13 weeks and goes well beyond studying the book of the same name. The class is truly an investment that you make in yourself. It is the gift of exploring your inner landscape, uncovering and releasing old tapes that are preventing you from expressing the depth of who you are. It is a gift you give yourself. One last thought from John, chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And all things were made by the Word, and without the Word was not anything made that was made. And I am that Word in expression. I am God expressing as Jean. God energy in me will respond to that which gets my attention. As my attention is on that which brings me joy, I experience the higher energy vibrations of joy and movement. The energy that is God in me, as me, moves and circulates. And that which circulates, creates. As I fulfill my responsibility to the Master Creator and gift the world through the gifts that I have been given, as I cherish my creativity and consciously co-create in ways which serve both me and others, I am contributing to life and to beauty abundant. In the flow, I freely create. I expand. I experience health and wholeness, and my presence blesses others. God bless each one of you with the awareness that you are creative and with the courage to be wholly and perfectly you.